It's an amazing performance by you guys. A lot of intensity. How difficult is it going to be to maintain that kind of intensity for every game and play with that kind of effort every game?
I don't think it's going to be difficult at all because how serious we take the preparation part of the season. And so we get back into work today, Monday at practice. We're going to treat it just like any other week, just how we did last week, just how we're going to do it next week, you know, because it's all about preparation for us. And we know whatever we put in the practice field is what's going to come out in the game Saturday.
What did you learn most about yourself in that game? As a team, too, not just you.
Yeah, we don't give up. You know, we're gonna fight until there's zeros all across the scoreboard, and that's what it's all about. You know, people can get wrapped up in accolades, but at the end of the day, it's all about how you and your teammate fight whenever adversity hits.
Sorry if this has already been asked, but just, you know, obviously on paper, long ago, not, you know, the second-ranked team in the country. Mentally, how do you make sure you're still preparing the same way and going through the right processes before a game?
Going back to, like I said earlier, in the preparation and the practice aspect of it, say we take practice more as serious as anybody in the country, and we know what you put on the practice field is what the same results you're going to get on Saturday. So really just falling back into our preparation and locking back in and tuning up all of our little mental mistakes that we made Saturday.
I know you're going to have a lot of confidence in your quarterback, but were there times during that game where you were like, I can't believe he just completed that?
I wouldn't say one of those moments, but it was more of an aspect of if I was staying in for protection or if we were doing a pass where maybe I wasn't designed to get the ball, you just had that outraging confidence of you knew it was going to get completed because of how Kellen was playing and how all of our receivers stepped up and were making great, amazing plays.
Did you learn anything about your team that you didn't already know before Saturday?
I wouldn't say I learned anything. I feel like we just displayed the toughness and the attitude and like of not wanting to give up and not ever giving in, because there's many times in the game where things could have went the other way and we just tucked our heads and called it good, but instead we elevated and kept fighting through adversity.
Where did that come from? I mean, Coach talked last week that you don't just rise to the occasion, you know, on game day. So in his eyes, it means he saw that you had that in this whole fall camp. I mean, did you guys believe that you could hang with that number two team, and did you gain more confidence, Chase, by going out there and actually doing it?
Very so much. Yeah. So we knew as a team that we can compete at this level since the beginning, since the spring ball, just from our off-season workouts and all the pressure we put on ourselves to be great. And so, and then having the opportunity Saturday to show that was just another part of this whole process of this long season we have ahead of us. And so being able to do that was a great thing.
So what are the goals for the rest of the year?
Treat every week like the same and just continue to get better. So by the end result is we want to be the best team in the country by December and January. And so to do that, we just have to take every week day by day and then continue to get better.
What do you have to do to make that possible, to be the best team at the end of the season?
Keep getting better in practice. Be more detailed on the little things maybe that we didn't take advantage of on Saturday, and then just limiting our mistakes and overall just becoming a better team, not just physically but team chemistry-wise, just becoming closer as a family.
I know one play didn't make or break the game, but the two-point conversion was a big play in the game, no doubt about it. What did you learn from that situation? I know didn't execute it quite like you probably drew it up and Fisher drew it up. But what do you take away from that big-time one play, got to make a play type of thing?
You know, it's just football. Some plays go your way, some plays don't. Like I said, nothing really you could do about it. You say we just got to go out and execute, keep practicing, and just look back at the film and what the mistakes were, and then just try to do better next time.
Are there one or two areas you feel like that the team needs to make an improvement, the biggest improvement?
I feel like we need to make an improvement in every aspect of the game. Say you strive to be perfect every game, but no one can be perfect. And so overall, there's not just one or two little things. There's a lot of things that everybody has to do to get better. And even if we would have won that game, there's still going to be things that you have to go back and get better at. And so for us as a team, we just have to overall look over that and then continue to do better.
Did you ever see in Clemson any frustration as the game went on and you guys weren't going away?
Not necessarily, because I wasn't necessarily focusing on Clemson. It was more about what we were doing as a team and the situation we were in, because, you know, Cal Field isn't the most quiet place to play in, so we have a lot of other things to worry about. And so I necessarily didn't focus on Clemson. It was more of a what the team needs to do to get where we need to go.
As a whole on offense, how cool was it to see Buckley, Kendrick Rogers, and other weapons, quote-unquote, stepping up that a little unproven heading into this year, Jake?
It was awesome, because you see how hard those guys work in fall camp and the offseason and spring ball, and to see all those guys get rewarded for all their hard work was, I mean, that's what it's all about.
he develops a new weapon. I mean, you got Kellen's got to have faith in all those guys now, right? I mean, you got more than just you and Austin is the point, right?
Oh yeah, I'll say, and it's never just been about one of us. I say, we from the get go, we all knew that there was 6-7 receivers who could make a play at any time of the game, and just to see their number called and then have that opportunity and them to do it succeed was amazing.
Momentum wise, for you, how big would
when Courtney dives in the end zone, the ball pops out, Coach Fisher nuts on the sideline. How much do y'all draw from that? How much does that fire y'all up as well to see your coach that passionate about it?
It just shows that everything that he says, he means it. He says when he has our back, he means it, because we're all in this together. It's not about him. It's not about us. It's about we're one big family, and we're all brothers. So if something happens to our brother, we're going to have their back, and that's what happens Saturday. You know, it's a bang-bang play. Who knows what happens? And then just to see Coach Fisher have our back, that means everything to us, because we have his back just as much as he has ours.
Moment-wise, for you, I know you're not trying to look ahead, but a win over Louisiana Monroe, how much confidence or momentum would that give you headed into SEC play?
I think any win will give you, it gives you confidence heading into a game. And so the win over Louisiana Monroe will definitely be a confidence boost, but it's also, like I said, we're not going to get too high on it. We're not going to get too low on it, because we know every week you have to approach the same.